I'm Gene DeLisio with a Marshfield Tiger sports update for Friday, February 27th from WOSQFM.com. A big night on Thursday for the Marshfield Tiger boys basketball team. The Tigers won their ball game with Wausau East by a score of 75-38. That win by Marshfield coupled with the DC Everest loss to Stevens Point means that Marshfield clinches a share of the Wisconsin Valley Conference Boys Basketball Championship. The Tigers become the first team to win or share five consecutive conference titles since Rhinelander did that between 1935 and 1940. Marshfield led in scoring in that ball game on Thursday by Valen Ramberg with 17 points. Chris Pohl scored 15, Cam Kolstad 13, Nick Hansen added 12 for the Marshfield Tigers as they clinch a tie for the Wisconsin Valley Conference boys basketball title with Stevens Point and DC Everest. Point beat Everest in the other ball game last night 72-63. Now, the Marshfield Tiger girls basketball team will resume postseason play on Friday. The Tigers play at Marinette in a WIAA Division II regional semifinal. Game time is 7 p.m. Our broadcast of that game begins Friday at 6:45 on AM 1450 and FM 98.7 WDLB and WDLBAM.com. In college basketball action on Thursday, the Northern Michigan men's basketball team beat Roosevelt 100-87. Marshfield's Brooks Hinson had 6 points, 4 rebounds, and 2 assists in that game for Northern Michigan. On Wednesday, the Oshkosh women's basketball team, coached by Marshfield's Brad Fisher, beat River Falls in a WIAC women's tournament semifinal 68-41. The Oshkosh women now take on La Crosse in the tournament championship game at Oshkosh on Friday evening at 7 p.m. Marshfield's Natalie Schierenbrock will compete in college track and field and cross country next season. Natalie will run for Division II Minnesota Crookston starting in the fall of 2026.
Well, at first it was not at the top of my list, but I went out to the campus and I talked to the coach. I got to learn about some of the team there, and I got to learn about all the different kinds of things they do in their running program, and I really enjoyed it. I really thought it'd be a good fit for me. Touring the campus and all the stuff and opportunities that they have to offer, it just really kind of spoke to me. And like when I was walking around the campus, it felt like it could be my next home. And as I was learning just more about the team, and it felt like I could fit right in.
Are there some things you were specifically looking for in a college for next year?
I was looking at the coaching staff. I was looking at how they run their practices, how they coach their meets, things like that. I was looking at how student athletes are able to balance their school load and their athletics and how that all plays out. And I really liked how it was like smaller class sizes and things like that, because then the professors really get to know you. They give you like kind of that little bit of lenience when you have like a meet far away, that you're able to complete your homework easier and just give you kind of take some of that stress away.
Marshfield Tiger cross country and track standout Natalie Schierenbrock. She'll run track and cross country next season at Division II Minnesota Crookston. Natalie ran for the Marshfield Tigers in the WIAA state cross country meets in both 2022 and 2023, and also competed for the Tigers in the WIAA track and field finals in La Crosse in the 3200 meter relay last spring and the 3200 meter run back in 2023. And that is our Marshfield Tiger sports update for Friday, February 27th. I'm Gene DeLisio reporting for WOSQFM.com.